There's something about Mary. Some of us might have watched the late 90s movies starring Cameron Diaz. There's something about Mary. Well, that Mary may not be a Mary we may want to ascribe. However, there's something about Mary, the mother of Jesus, which makes the angel Gabriel call her favored of God. Her husband sits amongst the elders. Proverbs 31 verse 23. The honor of the Proverbs 31 woman's husband among the elders is ascribed to her godly character. This type of woman makes wise decisions that enhance her husband's prestige and also invest in him. Through Mary's obedience to carry the Messiah, Joseph, by reason of being engaged to her, gets to be the earthly father of the Messiah. He also gets to be called dignified when he decides to quietly divorce her when she became pregnant. You may ask, what about the unmarried woman? Well, the essence of this type of woman is that she uses what she has to make an impact in the lives of those around her. Perhaps by your estimation, Mary may not have done much in the Bible, but her singular obedience has impacted the lives of many. Therefore, single or married, there are lots of people in your life whose lives she can impact. She submits to the plan of God. When the angel Gabriel finished speaking, she humbly said, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be unto me according to your word. Luke chapter 1 verse 38. The Proverbs 31 woman is a planner, as seen in the fact that she plans for extra clothing in the winter. Contrary to some opinions, planning is not a lack of faith, but evidence of being responsible as learnt from the wise virgins. But there's something about Mary. Despite having plans of her own, she submitted to God's plan. It is good to plan, but there must also be the balance of submitting that plan to the will and purposes of God for your life. We must always follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Is there a particular decision God is asking you to take? Perhaps it is a change from one career to the other, or to leave that ungodly partner of yours, despite the many years invested in the relationship. God is asking you to say, be it unto me. Prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, grant us the grace to submit to your will and purpose for our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, be it unto us according to your words and promises. Amen. Our scripture for reflection today has been Luke chapter 1 verse 30. Mary, you have found favor with God. Shalom.